In brightest day,
in blackest night.
Best and rest of what I do. What I do best isn't very nice.
The Comic Culture Radio Show. Chris Owen, Walter DeRiley.
Hey, out, Theor!
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. They hear the lamentation of the women.
Welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that champions the local comic book shop. We're broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, and we're podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I am Walter DeRiley, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, Professor of Comic History at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And as always, we are your April Fools.
Getting you to believe any nonsense we will tell you about the world of comics.
Yes. Nonsense. Poppycock.
Well, it's all the same as it is, same as it ever was.
No, Chris, we would never, you and I mean, I don't know. Well, yeah, we would never pull a fast one on the listeners.
No.
What
we would
speak
never do
is
that.
The truth.
Absolutely.
We deliver the goods.
In our own eyes.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
We're just conveyors of news.
That's all we do.
Don't shoot the messenger by any means.
No.
And so you have no fear of us swindling.
No, absolutely. We will lead you the right way.
Right.
That's
we
right.
will lead you to the water.
But
it's up to you.
To drink. So right. How was your week there, Walt?
Chris, it's going great so far. I've had a good, since our last show,
yeah.
a good week.
Yeah, good.
Yours?
Good. Things are motoring along. You know, teaching, the school year is coming to the end of the year, so everything's coming along well.
Good for you,
yeah.
Professor Owen.
Thank you. Oh, yes, of
All
course.
All right, Chris,
yes.
Let's start the show as we always do with just diving right
dive
into
the
right
new,
into new this week.
It is Wednesday, so let's talk about new comics coming out today. And new this week is brought to you by the Niagara Comic Con. Come to this one because Walt will be set up there selling comics. Hey, look at
yeah,
that.
I wrote that one. Did you like that one?
I did. You know what? I had no idea. I had no. It was so well written. It was almost like reading a soliloquy. Like it was like very very subtle. Yes,
thank
it was excellent.
You.
Yeah,
thank
it was
you.
Good.
All right, Chris, let's talk about new comics that are heading into local comic shops all around the world today.
Absolutely. All right. Well, first on our docket, as it were,
docket.
Is Savage Hawkman number 7.
Savage Hawkman now, number 7.
This is one that's still going on, and of course. This one's done by Tony Daniel and Philip Tan, and you know it's here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
You know, zombies, of course, is the big thing these days.
They're hot.
So, of course, Hawkman has to battle an army of living corpses.
Good Lord.
Now, is that the correct terminology for zombies these days?
Now,
maybe they don't like to be called the undead, or maybe it's living corpses.
Well, first off. I have a few questions.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so Hawkman, he can, like, fly, right?
Right.
So zombies can't.
No,
right?
They really can't.
So he can just hover over them and pick them off one by one.
That's right. Well, yeah, and he's got all that, you know, that arsenal of, like, medieval kind of weapons.
Yeah,
and he can just mace this zombie and that zombie.
Right.
And
it doesn't seem like a fair fight. It's
well,
fair.
No. But you know what? But here's the thing.
The
real battle comes with his ancient adversary, the Gentleman
Hawk
Ghost.
Girl.
No, oh. The Gentleman Ghost.
The Gentleman Ghost.
He is, of course, the one that actually produced all these zombies and brought them about through the power of the Mortis Orb.
The Mortis Orb.
So, anyways, it looks like it's going to be a fantastic book from what I've looked at already, and looks great.
All right, so that's Savage Hawkman number 7.
Number 7. I didn't know you were going through puberty there.
Right. No, I'm just verklempt from all this excitement about the Hawkman.
Yes.
From DC Comics, hitting your local shops today.
Yes, and next, of course, we have Avengers versus X-Men number 0.
Wow.
And this, of course, is the big sort of start off, send off.
It's big.
Beginning to the whole Avengers versus X-Men maxi series. Is that what they would be? I guess the property terminology.
Big event.
And I don't want to give too much of it away, but this this issue will be polybagged, and there is if you buy the right one, there is a possibility of getting the free digital download code, where you can actually download not only you can download the digital version of it as well as reading the hard copy in your hands.
Right, and I think there's a scratch and sniff one too.
I think so. That's right. That's
where
right.
You can smell like
well, with a Frank Cho cover, yeah, and you know, you never know.
Hey, that's this right. Jason guy.
Jason, yes.
Is he the guy that, you know, I killed Adolf Hitler?
You know, well, I don't know any of the guys that just go by the name of Jason, so yeah. it must be the same guy. I don't know for sure.
All right.
Oh, no, it's Jason Aaron. Jason Aaron, you missed a – we missed
oh,
a –
Oh, Jason Aaron. Yeah. Sorry, you know what? It went down to yeah, the next we, line. Yeah, I saw we, Jason. I got excited.
I go, what's he doing? No, I saw – yeah.
You're absolutely right.
No, Jason right. Aaron, Jason Aaron.
Still very exciting.
Absolutely.
At our shop, Chris, there is – pretty good buzz.
Yeah. So have you guys decided on which way you going? Which way you swinging?
Well,
baby?
We like swinging. We're like
swinging towards the X or the A.
The A.
You like the A, do you?
The A.
Yeah.
The A. We're A type of guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all about X and A, right?
Yes, it is. It's all X and A, and we are A all the way. And proud of it, by the
that's,
way.
Well, as you should be. There's nothing wrong with being an A store.
No, absolutely nothing wrong with it at all.
Nothing wrong with being A.
But no, there is great buzz around the shop about the event.
As there should be.
And a lot of people are adding it onto their pull lists because they don't want to miss out.
No.
Right?
No.
And the good thing about the – here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
You and I discussed about these big events, these maxi series.
Right.
Is – you don't want to wait for the graphic novel with these things.
No.
You don't want to wait a year.
No, you can't.
What you want to do is you want to be part of the excitement.
Absolutely.
You want to read issue one, or in this case, issue zero. Excuse me. Jump on your blog.
Yep.
Start typing, oh, man, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I wonder what happens next.
Absolutely.
And then people call each other silly names
and they get mad at each other because they're stupid.
And that's what you want.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know,
and you want to be part of following the thing.
For sure.
Right?
For sure.
So yeah, so it's. I think it's going to be. I won't say the biggest thing,
solid,
but I think it's going to be a good, strong Marvel hit for the summer.
You know what? It seems to me like Marvel's going back to the well and really just looking at what do the fans want? They want to see their old characters kind of going up against each other because that's the way that you know. It's funny. It's one of those things where in comics, when heroes first meet each other, they always have to fight, right?
Yes,
like it's you know,
like dogs, they have to sniff.
That's right. That's right. They have to prove each other's mettle. As
right.
It were. Yeah.
Right. All right.
So, anyways, that's coming up from Marvel.
Yeah, Avengers versus X-Men number zero at your local shop today.
Yes. And next up in our alternative book, as we always like to choose, you know, we like to always go with one from DC, one from Marvel, and one from alternative as well. And for the alternative book this week, we've chosen Magic the Gathering number 3. And now you're probably asking me, why the heck did I choose Magic the Gathering number 3?
Chris, I got a question.
Okay, what's up?
Why the heck did you choose Magic the Gathering number 3?
You know what, Walt? Great question.
Right.
Great question.
Thank you. Honestly,
no particular reason. No, it's just something different.
I don't believe we've ever. That's one of the deeper answers you've given me.
You know, I don't think we've ever promoted Magic the Gathering, the comic.
We might have number 2.
It's very possible. It's very possible.
Well,
anyway. It looks like it's going to be a great book.
If you read number 2.
You know what? Vampires and all kinds of fun stuff going on. You know what? Check it out. Looks
Chris,
like a great book.
I tap.
I
get the magic reference.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play, but they used to say, like, I tap.
They
right?
tap, yeah, yeah.
They used to have their little blankets. They used to bring their
blankets.
Little... Blankets. What are those things called? Those they put on the table and they put their cards
on.
Oh,
yeah. Like a little sheet kind of thing.
Sheets.
Yeah, I know
what you mean.
Mats. That's what playing they were. Mat, yeah.
Yeah, and they used to have them all in different kind of designs and different kinds. Hey, like, people would be pretty into this stuff, right?
Well, some of those cards are worth, like, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars. So,
yeah, like, you know. I think the Black Manta, whatever it's called.
Black Manta?
No.
Isn't he one of Aquaman's villains?
Yeah, no, I got it wrong. Hold on. I'm going to get
Black
this.
Lotus.
Black, thank you. Yeah. The Black Lotus, I think, is worth a lot of money.
Well, you know, and as it were, it should be ensconced in velvet of some sort, right? You know,
absolutely.
Because, you know, if you have something worth that much money, ensconced.
Ensconce it.
Right. All right.
Yes, before it's too late.
All right, next up we've got...
hold on. That was IDW, Chris. Yes. IDW is coming out with Magic the Gathering number 3, available at your local comic shop today.
All right. Now, lastly, we have our kids' pick of the week.
Lastly.
And of course, we're talking about Scooby-Doo Trade Paperback number 1.
Scooby-Doo!
Well, you know, and here's the thing. You know what? You can never go wrong with Scooby-Doo.
You can't.
You know.
You can't.
It's when is Scooby-Doo came out, like 1968-ish, 67?
Yeah, 69, I think.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah,
and you know what? It has been a mainstay of children's cartoons ever since. You know, it just, you can't go wrong with Scooby-Doo.
You can't go wrong with Scooby, Shaggy, Fred, Velma, or Daphne.
Now, okay, so now here's my question to you. Are you a Daphne or a Velma kind of guy?
Okay, you know what? I'm embarrassed to say it. I'm embarrassed.
Don't say like Fred. Or no. But you know what? I'm okay with that too.
No, it just depends.
That's okay. You know what? If you like Fred, that's fine too.
No, Chris, listen. I'm embarrassed to say this, but it depends on what they're wearing.
but hold on, they always wear the same thing.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know. You caught me. I don't know.
Right.
Either or.
Okay,
they're both
fine.
Beautiful girls, and they both are very smart, and they both solve mysteries.
They do. They do. Yeah, they
and
do.
They that's catch. True. People like the creeper.
That's right. That's right. You remember my always favorite one was always the one with the mummy, and he was just going, coin, coin. Yeah. So, anyways,
I love that. So, hey, listen, Scooby-Doo trade paperback number one out today from that's DC Comics. So that's at your local shop today. Check that out, please.
Yes, please do. All right. Well, let's take a quick musical interlude here, and you know, I know we play it often, but here is Spider-Man and the Amazing Friends.
Amazing friends, Iceman and Firestar.
Yes. Was that Stan that did that?
It may have been, yeah. I think it was, actually. Yeah, I think it was.
Spider-Man, because it's, you know, sounds like, it kind of sounds like you doing Stan. But because you do Stan better than Stan does.
Well, you know.
I hope Stan knows that.
Well.
Mr. Lee, if you hear me.
You know, I'm hoping to meet Stan Lee when I go down to Pittsburgh this year in April.
Well, you know what? He's going to be at the Toronto Con again this year.
Oh, that's right. Well, he you know, from what I heard, he said after his appearance and I don't want to say, you know, all the money he made, but from all the money he made, he said he'll come back anytime he wants.
Nicely done. We are trying to get him at the Big B booth at the Niagara Con.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Good luck.
We don't have a snowball's chance.
Here's what you do.
This is what you tell
us. Here's what you do. If you want, I will go to the Niagara Con, and I will, like, through Skype, I'll put on one of those, like, V for Vendetta masks.
Stan Lee mask.
Or Stan Lee mask, and I'll do, this is Stan Lee.
No, what we can do is put you behind, like, a curtain.
There you go.
Yeah, there
please
you go.
Do not come behind the curtain. Yeah.
He has some sort of disease, but
that's right.
He'll gladly talk to you.
All right, well, let's keep it moving on here.
Let's keep it moving.
Comic Culture Mailbag is up next, and Comic Culture Mailbag is brought to you by your local library, carrying incomplete runs of your favorite graphic novels.
And you know what? The local library, as good as they are, God bless their hearts.
Yeah.
They suck at, you know, well, they don't suck
well,
because
they
can
carry
only
it.
Have, but then people always sign it out.
Well, that's right. And that's, well, heaven forbid, you know, that's what libraries do, right?
But then they should carry like 5D.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
So, you know, you show up and then you can, you know, borrow Batman, you know, the Killing Joke or something like that. But
right.
Then, which is one off, right?
Yeah.
So it's fine. But then you want to get Walking Dead, you can get issues.
Yeah, you read volume 2 and you love him and like some, you know, and you go, volume three is signed out, sir. But when's it coming back?
Yeah. And then, I'm sorry, and Volume 4 may never come back.
Volume 4, yeah. But what do I do? Well, your local comic shop might carry it, but I got to pay!
That's right.
No.
Well, you can always go to Chapters and just read them there, I suppose.
Yeah, you're right. You can always go.
Dog-ear them. And,
yeah, you can go to your local comic shop and read them there,
that's
too.
True. You can always do that, too.
But, I'm going to forewarn you. Your local comic shop employees are on to you.
they may have something against you standing there and reading
your,
for
your
4 hours.
Your Chapters people may be kind of just Barnes & Noble people, maybe just kind of walking by, heading toward the Starbucks. But Your comic people are on to you, so be careful.
All right, well, all right. Speaking of, so anyways, we almost forgot about comic culture mailbag here.
Right, and, yeah, sorry.
So I got a question here from James in Tonawanda, New York.
Ah, Tonawanda. You know, that's right beside Lackawanna.
Yeah, I know, yeah. All right. Which is near West Seneca, where I got a speeding ticket once.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Right. All right, so anyways, dear Walt, this one's directed towards you.
Good.
Dear Walt, I've been working...
That would be why you're reading it, right?
Not necessarily.
You're right. You're a good point.
It's not like we planned this out ahead of time. It's all spontaneous.
Right. Swim of the moment.
Dear Walt, I've been working at a comic shop for 10 years, since I was like 15. My boss is going to fire me because I asked a cute girl out while she was buying her comics. Do comic shops all... What? Do comic shops call...
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Do they call the other shop for reference? I'm sorry. I'm trying to read it, too. And
yeah. You know, James doesn't spell very well.
Yeah. Call...
It says call pother.
Yeah, well, somebody put a P in there.
Oh, okay. Do comic shops call other comic shops to check out references? So I guess that's why a guy wants to go and get another
I guess
job somewhere else.
I guess he knows how to do, right?
Right.
So, James, listen. You're in luck. Usually, you know, the name of the game is usually comic shop guys or girls or like owners, they hate each other.
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, true enough.
Is that true, Chris?
It's very true.
They won't speak to each other. You know, when they go to cons and when they see each other at the Canpar Depot picking up their – hey, Bob,
I go suck a lemon.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So then I don't think they'll be calling, hey, Bob, Joe – is put an application in. And you know what? Because they're afraid they'll say, yeah, Joe, hire him. He's awesome.
I was going to say. Yeah. They don't call him because they don't want to give the good reference because then you'll know for sure that you know they don't like the guy.
So if the other guy gives a good reference to you, you're not going to get hired. Right? You won't believe it.
But you know. Go ahead. Here's the thing. I mean, usually within the same city, the comic shop competitors are cordial to each other.
They're cordial.
They're not you know friends, but they're not really enemies.
No, they're not enemies.
They're cordial, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, sometimes like I remember when I was working at a comic book store, if you ever sold out of something, you'd want to get some for your customers. You know, you go to that store and they'd charge you full price, and you know they wouldn't give you a discount or anything.
I know.
It was brutal.
But you know, Chris. This is a thing where, you know, we champion the local comic shop.
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, yes.
And I think comic shops united within the city could probably do better business. It's a hard thing to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to wrap your head. But if we help each other as comic shop owners or whatever and promote the whole comic shop experience, right, I think everybody at the end will be
absolutely,
better off.
Absolutely, for sure.
So,
I agree.
So anyway –
James,
you're safe. Now, Chris, now have you ever got? I mean, you've worked at a couple comic shops.
Yeah, that's true. Right? Yeah.
Now, have you ever got fired from one?
That's an excellent question, you know, Walt.
Okay,
actually, you know,
just asking.
I've worked at a couple of different stores, and oddly, the same store, the one I used to work at Silver Snail for years, never got fired.
Never
from
got fired from the Snail.
No, but I worked at another one. I don't want to mention any names,
okay.
But I actually got fired, like I think 3 times.
Right.
But it was one of those things where I'd get fired, and then just as I'm on the way out the door, oh no, wait, come back! I need to work tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot I don't have coverage.
I need you. Yeah.
Good
I don't.
For you.
I don't know who that would have been, Walt.
No, we won't mention names.
No. And we certainly don't have one reason for the firing either.
No.
Because it's not like it was for a no good reason or anything like that.
It wasn't like you were asking a girl out on a date when she came up with her Power Girls.
Are you kidding? I can't ask girls out.
All right. Listen, let's end this before it gets really nasty.
All right. Are we having a musical interlude here? Or are we
sure.
Gonna, okay.
Sure.
Let's give me 1 second here. All right, here we go. Quick musical interlude before we get to industry news.
The Lone Ranger. Silver, the Lone Ranger. When his bill is ending. Indian friend Tonto.
You know, I love, you know, the great thing about, that's probably what, 40s or 50s?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You could really pretty well sell any kind of crap.
Back then, you probably could.
It's just like, the kids wanted something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And, that, and right. Lone Ranger delivered.
It really does.
Listen, Chris, industry news, or our first segment of industry news, which I think is trailer trash, right, if I'm not correct?
You are correct, yes,
is brought to you by The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games is what John Carter should have been and what we hope Avengers will be.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Hunger Games racking them up at the...
Yeah, 200 million or something like
700
that?
700 billion, I think.
And
I think the third week of John Carter, we're up to like 60 million or 67 million.
Yeah.
We haven't covered the marketing part of it yet. Never mind the production part of
it. No, that's just the production.
The marketing part was 100 million.
Yeah.
And the production was 250 million.
And I think it's actually up to about 150 million. But I think that's...
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And, okay. In all honesty, I think it's about there. But I don't think it's getting any higher. Like, uh-huh. I think they're done. But, you know, Hunger Games is on track to outsell both Titanic and I think it's Avatar or something like that. One of the other big movies anyways, yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, let's dive right into trailer
trash. Dive right in. All right, well...
You've mentioned it before that you love trailer trash.
I do love trailer trash. Boy, good. Do I ever. And you know what? And this is particularly the exact reason why New Avengers Stills has come out.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. What you're telling me right now. Don't lie to me, Chris.
I would never do
there
that.
There are New Avengers Stills on the internet.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. So, like, they differ from the Avengers stills
that we saw before. Yeah, these are brand new stills. So if you want to see now, there's a still of Scarlett Johansson.
Like different than
different
the others?
From the, I think she's turning her head a little differently this
differently,
time.
Differently,
yeah.
Okay.
And then
it's
we've
important.
Got Chris Hemsworth
oh,
as
wait a minute,
Thor.
Chris. I see the Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, yeah.
She's tilting up. Quite dramatically.
She's what, sorry?
She's tilting up.
Tilting up, okay. Yeah. She's looking very perky, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Wow, that is a tremendous still.
Wow. Then we've got, you know, the... A long blonded locks of Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
Yeah, he doesn't do it for me.
No, well, yeah. I wasn't too sure with that whole Fred comment earlier. You know.
All right, who else do we have on our stills?
And then we've got now. Hold on. In the same still as Chris Hemsworth, we've got Kobe. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Smolder.
He's holding the basketball.
I don't know. Apparently, he's the new Avengers. Hey, do you remember the old Harlem Globetrotters cartoon?
Oh, Medlark
like
Lemon?
Curly Neal. And,
yeah, Medlark Lemon.
Yeah.
I love those things. Go
all
ahead.
Right. Yeah. Colby Smulders is Maria Hill.
Right.
Then of course,
Maria Hill, of course, the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Then we've got Sam Jackson as Nick Fury and Jeremy Renner
I love the
as...
way you called him Sam Jackson.
Well, that's how it's written.
Like you're on a first-name basis with him. You know, hey, Sam!
Hey, Sam!
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
He was over at the place the other day. You know.
You know, Sam is looking real kind of, I don't know, like in charge.
Absolutely. Well, as he should. He is Nick Fury, after
he's
all.
He's kind of tilted down, looking up, looking at you like he's on to you.
Right.
And, he's like he's going to take things under his control.
That's right. And then we've got Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye, of course.
Yeah, he looks, what's
fairly
the word?
Bland.
Effeminate. Not that it's the wrong thing to look. I mean, it's fine.
Well, he's
got the arrow and the quivers.
He's
out
not
the back.
not quite as perky as Scarlett Johansson, but you know.
He's not. But he's showing more shoulder, I think.
He seems to be, doesn't
right.
he? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That went well. All right. Yes. What we need is more trailer trash.
Yeah, if only we had some.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hagersville isn't that far right, Chris.
No, it really isn't. All right. Let's keep going here.
Okay, please.
Let's start with the rest of industry news,
yes,
shall we?
Let's go right into industry news.
Industry news is we've got Marvel coupons now with digital.
Yeah, you know what? This is so Marvel is what they're doing is they're giving you – if you buy digital – yeah, I guess I don't know how it is. You could print this coupon out, and then you take it to your local comic shop, and you can buy a comic that you can hold in your hands.
Really?
And you get Marvel dollars. It's like Canadian Tire
okay.
money.
Yeah, okay.
Excuse me. You do it. It's the opposite way of their other promotion.
The other promotion was you buy the hard copy,
yeah,
and you get the digital
thing.
For free.
Well, you buy the digital.
Right.
And they'll give you a kind of local comic shop money.
Didn't they do something like this before? Or was somebody else was doing some sort of Marvel money or something like that?
You know what? I'm not sure, but they I don't know what a participating store is. See, I own a comic shop.
do you know how much about how to
I
run?
That memo.
Do you know how much to how to run a comic shop?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Luckily, I have a really smart young partner, and he really, really knows his stuff.
No,
because
that's good.
I know really almost next to nothing.
You probably had some really, really smart young shop, you know, keeps working for you a long time ago, but then you fired them.
Okay. Anyway, so here's the thing. If I can try to switch the subject very casually,
right ahead.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
So, I don't know how this is going to work, but this is good for Marvel, right?
Absolutely.
Because what's happening is there are people buying online only. They're downloading.
Yes.
You know, they just don't feel like
small Chris. Percentage.
Yeah, they're just like in their basement.
Yep, yep.
And they want to read a comic, and I don't want to get up.
It's midnight.
I got my pajamas on. I got my underwear. I don't want to go out. I don't want to turn the car on. I got no gas in it. I don't want to go.
You just described an awful lot of clientele.
Exactly.
So
now what happens, the problem here is they're in a dilemma kind of because Marvel gives them like a $5 coupon for the store. It's like, oh.
Right.
Like now I got $5. I got to go to my local comic shop.
Right, right.
Right?
But the good thing is that it's $5, right? So
yeah.
It's not like it's a dollar, whereas, you know, a dollar, nobody would care.
Right.
$10, well, it's a little bit too much to lose money. But $5 is good because you're going to go in, you're going to spend more than, because one comic is like $2.99 or $3.99 for Marvel's. So you're going to spend more than that, whereas because you might want to get two comics, so the comic store will still make more money, right?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So I have a feeling, though, that some of these guys will put these $5 coupons on Craigslist and get $4, right? Just so they don't have to leave their house, right?
I'll mail it to you.
Yeah, I'll mail it to you, buddy. $4 shipping.
Yeah.
Anyway, good for Marvel. I hope the thing works, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I hope it drives in new people to local comic
book
shops.
I'm sure it will.
All right. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, okay. So we got next up, we've got Niagara Falls Comic Con. So
yes.
They did one last year,
oh.
Or they tried to do one.
Yeah, they did one. I talked to the promoters. It was their first one.
Right.
And I think they did it at the back of a Value Village. I'm not sure. Or in the basement of a church.
Right.
Either one of those. That
would have been pretty good. Don't get holy water or whatever you do on the comics.
Wait, hey, you got any of those biscuits left there, preacher?
Quit blessing the comics.
Yes. I lost track of where I was.
Okay. Talked to the promoter.
Yeah, I talked to the promoter, and I forget the venue, Chris, but it wasn't that great a venue.
Right.
And they're going to the big Scotiabank Convention Center
huge.
Now.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, it's great.
And so they got a lot of square footage, I think 27,000 square feet, and they're going all out. So, I mean, it's year two, really kind of year one.
They got two guests lined up.
No, they got way more. Hey, don't belittle the Niagara Comic Con.
I'm sorry.
They got way more. The two guests is what I wrote. I just cut and pasted.
Okay.
So they got way more. They got like a lot of guests.
Well, one of those guests.
Yes.
Well, one of the guests is Robert Picardo from Star Trek Voyager.
Yeah, Captain Picard, right?
No.
It's not Captain Picardo?
That's the Spanish.
That's the Italian, Italian Star Trek.
Hey, si. Roberto Picardo. Si. Hey.
Sì, all'altro zono. Grazie. Ciao, bambino. Ciao. Espresso, grazie. That's all I know in Italian. But anyway. Oh, by me, that I can say on the air.
Right. Yeah. And then you've got Batman. So it's not Batman's Burt Ward.
Which is Robin.
Which is Robin.
Right, you said Batman. I was just trying to correct you.
I said from the Batman TV show.
Batman and Robin TV show.
It was never called the Batman and Robin TV show.
What was it called?
Batman.
Okay, I apologize.
So that's what I'm saying. You had written Batman and Robin, but it was not
I didn't write
Robin.
It. I just cut and pasted for Cripe's
sake.
Okay,
I'm just saying. The show was never called Batman and Robin. It was just
All right,
Batman.
Well, listen, take it up with the Niagara Comic Con promoter who did the press release that I cut and pasted.
This
all right?
is why they don't get they get people coming in.
Well,
they don't know.
No, okay. The bargain, the Value Village thing. was the first
didn't
year.
Work out for him.
No, so he's going big now. So I'm sure it's going to be an awesome, awesome con.
Okay? I'm sure it will. I'm
it's
sure going to
be.
Will.
Hey, you know what? Part of the reason, honestly, why it's going to be awesome con
because you're going to be
I'm going to be there.
All right. Maybe, maybe I'll come by and keep you company with you and the other
four. And what I'm going to do, what I'm going to help the local economy, any money we make at the Niagara Comic Con, I'm going right over to the casino.
That's excellent.
Right after.
I thought you were going to say Margaritaville.
Well, yeah, if there's any left, which probably there won't
be.
No,
I doubt it.
Anyway.
All right. Well, let's.
So, hey, that hold on.
Yeah,
sorry. Like, we suck at plugging cons.
Oh, yeah. What,
cons.
Is it June or something?
Yeah. The Niagara Comic Con is being held.
I don't know why people aren't showing up.
June. Yeah. The poor guy, he paid us like $6 to plug this show. And, you know, he's going to be listening to this going, well, these son of a bitches aren't even telling us, telling him where to go. Sorry, I swore and I shouldn't have. Sorry. Where was I?
June 9th.
Saturday, June 9th, 2012, at the Scotiabank Convention Center in the heart of Niagara Falls. I think that's where the big conglump of new hotels is, near the casino.
Right. Okay, yeah.
And just go on to just Google Niagara Falls Comic Con and check out where everything is. There's actually a pretty good lineup of guests. And, and there's another – I mean, we're going to be a dealer with old comics, and there is actually another – dealer I know, I won't mention the name, he's going to have a lot of cool old comics there too. So.
Is he one of the regulars? That
no.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
He's like a new guy.
Oh, awesome.
Just moved into town.
Oh,
actually.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, good.
So anyway, that's the Niagara Comic Con June 9th.
Very good. All right. Well, speaking of cons, we've got San Diego Comic Con. Now, this, of course, isn't for a little while yet.
A little bigger than the Niagara
Con. A little bit bigger. So get this. So the
tell it to me.
It's sold out in 90 minutes.
Yeah, that first time it sold out in 90 minutes.
Yeah, the first
like
block
that was
of tickets.
A couple of months ago, and then there was a glitch, right?
In the
what the heck you call it, the computer, the
computer
the
glitch.
Program, yeah. The computer glitch, and now they have a bunch of tickets that were either redeemed or didn't sell
or
somebody
being
didn't
refunded or whatever. Yeah.
And so now it's like a lottery. They're putting these back up. For
yeah.
Sale.
So now if you want to go, if you make sure you're going to be up by 8 a.m. on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're living in San Diego time, 8 a.m. that time, or 11 o'clock, I guess, around our time or so, or 4 p.m. even in Britain. Now, March the 27th, get up, get ready, set your phasers on stun. And make sure you get your fingers ready to buy those.
Sorry. I have to interject. March the 27th was yesterday.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
That's okay.
Damn it.
So.
Whoops.
So, listen.
So, I hope you got the tickets.
I hope you got the tickets.
You know, you hand me these things. I had no idea this was for yesterday. All right.
Okay.
Let's just throw that one right out.
Hold on. I'm trying to get a control of myself here. Anyway, yeah, that that really went nowhere. Anyway. Let's talk about something dear and close to your heart,
yes,
Chris. They might be. I don't know if they will. They might be killing off Boba Fett.
Well, here's the thing. So Boba Fett, as he's known in the industry, Boba, you know. I'm sure you have seen the Star Wars movies, right?
Of course, yeah.
Okay,
I haven't seen the second set of three.
Okay, but you saw the first.
But was Boba Fett in the second set of three?
Kinda. Kind of like as a kid.
But he was big in the first set.
He was in the second movie and in the third movie. Right,
second and third. I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, I did see them. I enjoyed him as a character.
Okay, so in the third movie, in Return of the Jedi, he gets swallowed up by the pit of the Sarlacc. Right.
Mm.
So now they're starting to say whatever happened with him and all that kind of stuff. So. So now we've got they're about to do it again, do a new series with Blood Ties. Boba Fett is dead, and so basically they're going to see what's going to happen, what's going on with Boba Fett, and that kind of thing.
So
sort of a spin-off.
They're thinking though of killing Boba Fett, as you call him.
Well, I think they're I don't know exactly what they're going to be doing with him, but apparently they're going to have a whole new series because basically they had a Darth Vader series that did very well, and then their Origins of the Jedi series did very, very well, even on eBay and things like that. So now they're coming out with a new Boba Fett is Dead comic, and they're hoping that it'll actually, because it's a spinoff of Star Wars, that it'll do really well. And, you know, basically.
But isn't Dark Horse here just taking a page out of Marvel and DC?
Absolutely.
Killing one of their prized characters.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously because in comics and even in Star Wars comics, I'm sure if you die, then you don't necessarily die. Stay dead forever.
You know, it's a good question. Usually in Star Wars comics, it's a little more permanent.
No.
Right? A little bit. Not a whole lot, but a little bit more permanent.
Yeah. I can't see that. You know what? I look at this as a sales ploy, as a marketing ploy.
Of course it is. Of course.
And I don't think – now, here's what I don't know or understand. You're a Star Wars fan more than I am.
Right.
You're a Star Wars fan more than I am.
Right.
Is Boba Fett important? Like the current what I'm trying to ask is the current
spit it out.
Yeah, the current base of Star Wars fans.
Yeah,
are they all kind of new Star Wars, or are there two camps of Star Wars fans?
No, it's pretty much if you're a Star Wars fan, you're a Star Wars fan. Yeah,
right.
I mean there are some that like the new series more than others. But I mean, I'm more of an old school Star Wars guy. I don't follow a lot of the newer stuff, but I follow some of it. I still like the, you know, it's like, you know, you still like the genre. It's like saying, you know, well, I don't follow Spider-Man, but I follow X-Men, right? You know, it's you still follow what's going on in the rest of the Marvel Universe because it's all the same sort of stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, I still follow some of the Star Wars stuff, even though I don't necessarily have the same familiarity with the newer characters as I would the original ones.
Right.
You know, so I still like all everything. I just don't. I'm not as big of a fan of the other ones, but okay. I still like it all.
All right. Well, listen, say it ain't so, Dark Horse. And I hope they don't kill off Boba Fett.
No. I'm sure they will, but I hope they don't.
And if they do, I hope it's not for long.
No, I agree.
Don't stay dead long, Boba.
No, Boba.
Boba, say come back to us, Boba.
Say it ain't so, Boba. All right. Are we having a musical interlude here? Or
Chris, whatever you want.
All right, let's have a very quick musical interlude here. Remember the old Super Friends cartoon.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, Superman, Batman and Robin, the Wonder Twins, and the Justice League of America, the most powerful forces of good ever assembled. These are the Super Friends.
Hey, these are the Super Friends. Chris, you cut me off. Now, was the Super Friends the one where during the story narrative there was that narrator that had the deep voice or the Super Friends? Remember, like, Aquaman would be drowning or something
yeah.
like that, and they would go, and Aquaman's in trouble. Meanwhile,
yeah.
at the Justice League headquarters, Superman. Oh,
they had that, and you know what's funny is that that was in the Super Friends cartoons, but there was also, I think it was in all the DC cartoons, right? And do you remember Ted Baxter or Ted,
yeah,
Ted
from,
Knight?
From
Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler
and he
Moore,
was
yeah.
the one that always did a lot of those voices, eh?
Oh, yeah. He's, yeah.
Meanwhile.
Yeah. Wow, I love that. Yeah. All right. Chris, what do we have? I think you dug up a few.
Yeah, so this is I got a few little interesting things here. A lot about clothing, oddly enough.
Good for you, Chris.
Well, you know, I think, you know what, because it's very important that even though people
fashionable.
To be fashionable, that's yes. right. Just because you like comic books, which are in these days, you have to show that you like comic books. And
you
what better way to do it than through clothing, right?
Yeah, and then we, at our shop, we have a lot of T-shirts, by the way.
Well, people are taking it to the next level, not just T-shirts.
Oh.
Now you can get Killer Croc Kicks. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, okay, do you know the Chuck Taylor, right? The basketball.
He flew the Jets, right, in the early days.
That's Chuck,
NASA.
Chuck Yeager. Yeah, that's
okay.
Chuck Yeager. This is Chuck Taylor.
Chuck Taylor.
Chuck Taylor. Yeah, the Converse All Stars. Converse shoes.
No.
Taylor. Yeah. Captain Taylor. Right. Anyways. So Chuck Taylor All-Star shoes are now featuring Wonder Woman and Killer Croc designs, and they're
Good
available
Lord.
Exclusively at Journeys.
At Journeys,
that's right.
So are the Killer Croc shoes like are they alligator shoes? Are they
No, they're just and they're not Crocs either. You think that the Killer Crocs would be Crocs, right? Like that shoe
yeah,
brand,
yeah,
but they're not.
No,
so they just have images of Killer Croc and images of Wonder Woman on them.
Right. Oh, okay. So they're just like cheap ass shoes that have a picture, of Killer Croc on it.
Exactly.
So they're merchandise marketed licensed shoe product.
That's right. That's right.
And now what age group? Now hold on. Here's the question.
Right.
Here's the question.
All right.
At what age do you not get beat up in the playground wearing it's an
excellent,
this thing.
Excellent,
like, I would
excellent
imagine
question.
Junior kindergarten, you're not going to get beat.
No,
up,
no,
right?
No. Well, yeah, I agree.
Grade six, like, you're getting a beating.
Yeah. Okay. Here, but here's the thing. So grade six, you're getting a beating.
Yeah.
But then once you're in college, it's all cool again.
It's all
right?
cool again. Yeah. 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 Okay. Fair enough. Okay. I'm just saying.
And by the way, it might be cool, but might not be getting any dates anytime soon.
Yeah, that's true, too. Unless, you know, she or he is a nerd.
You never know, right, yeah.
All right, because it's important that you and I warn the parents, if they're listening.
Absolutely.
Not to buy their grade
if
7
If they're in grade 6 or 7, yeah, because you're going to get the kid
beat up.
Yeah,
get the kid beat the crap out
well,
of
you. Yeah.
But, Dad, I really want the Cinderella running shoes. Look, son.
Look, son.
I'm doing you a favor.
Where's my glass slippers?
All right.
All right. Well, okay. Now, here's the thing. Let's suppose that you're a Marvel fan.
Let's say that you're a Marvel fan.
Well, now you can get Marvel polo shirts. So,
and wait a minute.
The folks at
the polo shirts.
Like polo, like, you know, like a polo style shirt.
The
like
polo, not, the polo, the Ralph Lauren polo.
Well, that's a polo, I mean, but it's the style
like the
of
polo
shirt.
Polo with the guy with little, little, yeah, little thing on the horse where he's hitting a polo.
Well, that's Ralph Lauren polo.
Right.
Right? Okay. That's not just polo is just the style of shirt.
Oh, like Lacoste, like what's
well,
the
Well, there's
name?
Like Lacoste is
Lacoste,
a Lacoste
yeah.
polo shirts, Ralph Lauren polo shirts. Polo is just
hey,
a style.
Hey, Chris, something just came to me.
Oh, what's that?
Like why not Lacoste got that little alligator?
Yeah.
Why not put Killer Croc on
hey,
a flip?
Hey, there you go.
He's like an alligator.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
See?
Yeah, on a
now that would have been see that would have been good.
Cuz that would have been a play on Lacoste.
Well, I don't know about that, but sure, yeah. All
okay.
Right. All right.
Anyway, tell us more about the Marvel polo shirt, please.
So, well, you can get them at the We Love Fine, which is a an online shopping place.
Right.
And they have now they have embroidered shirts with, like, you know, logos of the Phoenix or Ultimate Spider-Man, Captain America, Deadpool, and the Avengers. So
these are just these little kind of on the left above the left nipple. No, I'm sorry. Like
yeah, yes,
you're
right.
Shirt,
yes, above the left nipple.
If you're of normal anatomical proportions, these crests would be above the left nipple, right?
You are correct.
Yes. And and so you get like a little teeny weeny
little like
Deadpool
face
thing.
Or something.
Right.
Yeah. Now this brought me to thinking, Walt.
Go
now,
ahead.
Now. What other kinds of clothing? We've got Killer Croc shoes and, you know, like, you know, we've got polo shirts and stuff. What other kind of clothing can we have out there that has these kind of like logos and stuff on? Like, what other kind of assimilations can there be
with
this
right.
stuff? You know, so I was thinking, you know, what about like Iron Man jock straps?
Iron Man, I like it.
You know, like yeah, you know, yeah. something like
How
that.
How about the Hulk thong?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Black Bolt scarves.
Black no. Bolt scarves. Yeah,
yeah because he can't talk. So he
can't talk. Yeah,
neck,
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Or what about Wonder like Great Hera Wonder Woman bras? Because she has to support people.
Right. Or like the Power Girl push-ups, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. With unique hydraulic lift.
And or you know, and finally, I was thinking about what about like Punisher riding crops? For the, you know, the special, you know.
That's for the S&M crowd.
That's right.
I've been a bad boy, Chris. Punish me. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think you're onto something.
Well, I thought so. I thought so, yeah. If anybody's listening out there and you want to go in business, just contact Walt.
Right. Thank you. I'll be at the Niagara Comic Con June 9th. At the what's the place called again?
Scotiabank.
Scotiabank Convention Center, downtown Niagara Falls, right
All
there.
Right.
I forget my table
okay.
number, but I'll be there. All right, what else do we have,
Moving
Chris?
Right along, we've got, Grant Morrison, of course.
I love Grant Morrison.
One of the big wigs in the comic book industry. Of course, he is coming out with a new graphic novel slash possibly movie as well. He is actually teaming up with somebody to create a dinosaurs versus aliens comic. Now, of course, this is, you know, we all know that cowboys versus aliens didn't
work
do,
so well.
Yeah, worked so well. but you know what? Here we go. We've got Grant Morrison is going to have dinosaurs versus alien in both movies and comic books.
See, Chris, here's the thing down in Hollywood.
Here's the thing.
There are a lot. I'm going to be honest. There are a lot of stupid people with a lot of money. There are a lot of stupid people with a lot of money.
Yep.
And they're like, I don't know, like somebody's going to sell this to somebody to make a movie out of this,
right?
And stuff like that,
right.
And it's just like it doesn't make sense from the beginning,
no,
right? And but somebody's going to sell it to somebody, and somebody's going to make money making this. But the people that are fronting the money are just going to take a killing,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. So, but you never know. I mean, you never know.
Really,
you know,
really, Chris, you never know.
I'm just. No, they're saying it that it could be a possible like prequel or sequel to Wii 3. Remember that Wii 3 comic with the animals and
my kid have a Wii 3.
No, not a Nintendo Wii 3. Oh,
okay.
All right. Anyways.
Anyway.
Okay. Oh, okay. So let's. Right, I'm being told to skip over here. We're going to go straight to Leonard Nimoy.
That's our producer telling us to skip.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, Leonard Nimoy, Chris. Now, how cool is this?
Yeah,
Leonard Nimoy, he of Vulcan.
yes, a Vulcan.
Live long and prosper.
Yes,
Spock.
Yes.
Right?
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Right. He's going to be on Big Bang Theory.
As he should be. You know what? Big Bang Theory has done probably more than any other TV show, media type thing to promote comic book and geekdom in general.
Yeah, comic
right?
culture.
Comic
the culture.
Culture. Comic I wonder where that name came from.
Yeah.
Comic culture.
Yeah, so I think that's cool. I think it's like what? I would say, would you say that Leonard Nimoy is the bigger prize of geekdom than William Shatner?
I don't know about that.
Because Leonard
William
Nimoy
Shatner
is the
is
geek,
good.
Though. Leonard Nimoy is the
yeah,
geek.
Yeah, I suppose.
Shatner is the pretty boy
yeah.
that got laid a lot. Right? No, seriously.
You're right. You're
and
right.
Nimoy, when he tried to get laid,
oh, come on.
He went all crazy. And
what,
he was running around with a big thing. Trying to
I had
him.
To go through Pon Farr.
Yeah, Pon Farr, whatever that is. Right. Remember?
Yes,
oh,
yes,
it was,
yes.
It was like turmoil for him. He just went nuts.
Oh, isn't that right? the same episode? Is that the same episode where he had to fight Kirk?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas Kirk, you know, I mean,
he just walked on the set.
Yeah, he just walked on the set again. And you know, and so like nobody, like the guys watching, the guys that liked Star Trek, the guys like we could never aspire to be Kirk.
No,
we don't have to play
right,
on the girls
right,
like
right.
that.
You're
but look
right.
at that schmuck Spock. That guy is not good at anything. I mean, he knows math, right?
Right.
That's about
right,
it.
Right.
Right, and he can raise his one eyebrow, not the other, which I never could do.
I could never do that either.
Yeah, neither
yeah.
could I. And
of course, I never had the ears for it either.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well,
no.
anyway, so yeah, Nimoy is like a coup. Like I don't know what they would like. Shatner wouldn't fit onto the show.
And it's even better for these guys too, because apparently Nimoy had said before his acting career is over. He doesn't want to do any more acting.
Yeah.
But I guess the producers convinced him. Hey, you know what? This is we're not making fun of you. This is like mm-hmm. you know a purely
homage
thing.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. So he is coming back in, and he is going to have a big clip. And I think it's going to be coming out. When is it? Is it next year or sometime soon? I don't know. It doesn't
I, don't know.
Say.
I don't know. I think this season is done, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's okay. pretty well finished. So I guess it must be next year.
Well,
right?
yeah, it's coming up, which is a great coup, I think. It's a great thing. And like you said before,
Chris. Oh, no, it's this week. It's this week.
Oh, okay. I think it was yesterday. The 27th. Listen. Get your Comic-Con tickets and check out Leonard Nimoy. That's what Chris and I are here to tell you. Yes. You know, we should come to the radio station and tell them to move the show to Tuesday.
Isn't that great?
Hey,
or even Monday.
Yeah, Tuesday's when everything happens.
Yeah, so that's right.
We come on Wednesday say, yeah, it's yesterday.
We really got to update our papers a little bit.
Right.
A little bit better than that.
Woo. Okay.
All right.
All right, what else do we have,
we
Chris,
also,
that we could...
We also have... what else we have? We have
okay.
Now,
go ahead.
Now the we got the okay. Remember before we were talking about you know the adult cinema industry was creating parodies of comic books.
You mean porn?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's exactly what I mean. So well, we had the we had the Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Like a velvet. Anyways,
all right.
Batman. Triple X, a porn parody.
Parody.
It was the first in a series that would become a whole bunch of comic book TV movie parodies, right?
Right.
From Vivid Video.
From Vivid.
Now they've gone back to, they've done a whole bunch of other ones, and they've done a bunch of different things. Now they're going back to Batman. And so now, because the Batman movie's coming out, of course, so there's all kinds of new Batman fervor around.
Right. Right.
So we've got...
going to the Batwell one more time.
That's right. So we've got Dark Knight XXX, a porn parody as well. And I think they should have really just called it Dark Knight Rises.
Dark. Nicely done. Nicely done. Hey, Batman, is that a batarang in your pocket?
Well, this one's going to have, for those who are interested in such things.
Yeah, there's not that many.
No. You can see Batgirl, Poison Ivy, Catwoman, Zatanna, as well as a couple other guys in, like, Joker, Jim Gordon.
So, Chris, was it a good one? Was it a good movie?
honestly, I have not seen it yet.
So get out.
I have not, no.
April Fool. Wow, okay, so listen, what's good, you see, and this is the power, as they said, the power of the comic culture and the comic book world, Chris. We don't just go to Leonard Nimoy, we go to porn.
That's right.
And this is
right.
The power of comic books and Absolutely. The comic culture. Porn wants us.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Like
porn wants you?
No, they want us.
Oh!
Just generally speaking.
Yeah, of course.
And so that, you know you've came. Arrived. Sorry, I said that wrong. You've come
anyway,
to the right place.
So Iron Man 3.
You know what I'm saying? When porn wants you, you know, you've arrived.
Then you've really made it big.
Made it big. Ayo.
All right, so let's keep on going here. Speaking of porn, Iron Man 3 is coming out. They have announced that there's going to be Iron Man 3, and of course this was announced a little while ago. And of course now here's the thing. So I was reading online about how there's Iron Man 3 is coming out. Now they're saying, oh well, there's going to be a special Avengers guest appearance in the movie. So here I got all excited. Hulk is going to be
Jenna Jameson.
Sure,
going to be in this thing.
It's going to be the Black Widow, who was in the second movie. So.
Right.
How was that really a great big to do?
Hold on. I think we were supposed to go. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. We're about to announce a new hero in the Iron Man 3 movie.
Yeah. Well,
and it's.
Sorry.
Who is it again?
Black Widow.
Black Widow. Wasn't she in the Iron Man 2 movie?
Yes, she was.
Then it really isn't much of a spoiler.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't really much of a spoiler, right? Because if it was like Hawkeye or even like some other Avenger that we haven't even seen yet, like Hank Pym or something like that, then
right.
That would be kind of cool. But it's just Black Widow who was in the second one anyway.
Hank Pym. I like that name. Hank Pym.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
We got time for one more story here.
One more story.
So Rob Liefeld, of course, our favorite comic book artist of all time, Rob Liefeld, creator.
Rob Liefeld, he who did X-Force.
X-Force and decided to do his inking while on vacation, while driving a car.
At the same time. You were mentioning that story.
Yeah, no, and filming it too.
Right.
It's good work.
Right. And now what he was part of the new 52.
Yes. Now he was doing Hawk and Dove.
Hawk and Dove.
Yes. Which now here's the thing. I don't mind the guy. He's clearly a hard worker in the comic book industry. I'm not a fan of his artwork. I will say that.
Right.
I'm not a huge fan of it. I think he's great to his fans. I've been to conventions where he has had huge lineups of people, and he will stay till the very end to continue signing, and he is a great, great promoter of the industry. However, having said all that, remember a few a little while ago we were talking about which comics could be getting the axe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess some of the comics that aren't doing very well are Grifter, Deathstroke, and Savage Hawkman. So
I got a solution.
What's that?
Throw Liefeld on him.
Well, guess what? That's what they're doing.
Wow.
So they're throwing Rob Liefeld in sort of a, as they're calling it, a mini DC relaunch. And so now they're going to be getting some help from Rob Liefeld, which I don't...
Much needed help.
I don't quite get it because Hawk and Dove was canceled and that was his book.
Yeah.
And now they're getting him to work on other books.
Right.
So I don't know if it's just a matter of, hey, he has a contract with DC.
Here's the thing, Chris.
Okay.
This is the thing. You see, it's all numbers, right? It's all DC has a schedule. It's all numbers. DC has a schedule. they need turnover.
Right.
They need a certain number of books to fail. Surprisingly to them, not enough of them have failed.
It's possible, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're figuring a way, man,
to fail more.
We got
to
run Grifter into the ground. What do we do?
Get Rob Liefeld on the
Liefeld
case.
Get Liefeld on it. Some
exactly.
guy in the back going, hey, get Liefeld on it.
Perfect right. idea.
Perfect idea. So, and now, like 2-3 months in, they're going to go, man, what the hell is this?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, and that'll make room for
more.
You know, more
quality comics.
Yeah, Mork and Mindy or something like
Mork
that.
Mork and Mindy comics.
Right.
That's what we're all waiting for.
That's
Mork
what we're
and
all
waiting comics.
Yes.
You know, I just can't wait for the My Two Dads comic as well while you're at it.
That was a great show, by the way.
Okay.
What else we got, Chris?
Okay, well, we've also got Walking Dead number 19 sells for $1,600.
Did you see this on eBay?
Okay, so this is ridiculous.
So right? Walking Dead number 19, which introduces the character that was introduced at the very end of the season finale
right.
of the last show.
Right.
A character's name that I can't pronounce. It's called something. What's the character's name?
Michonne?
Michonne, yeah. It's like a French girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is it a guy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's a girl.
I think it's yeah, a girl. And so Walking Dead number 19 was the first time that character appeared in the comic continuity.
Right, right,
right,
right.
And so now that comic has gone crazy. $1,650 on eBay for a comic produced a few
That's
years ago.
That's ridiculous.
Now, even more ridiculous is about 2 years ago, well, Walking Dead, to capitalize on the popularity of Walking Dead,
right.
they once a week caught up with the with Walking Dead Weekly.
Right. I
so they
that.
Reprinted number one, and it was a little bit cheaper. They
yeah,
reprinted
yeah.
number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Well, the flippin' reprint, the Walking Dead Weekly number 19, went on eBay for $56.
Yeah, that's craziness.
No, that's more than craziness. Yeah. That's asinine.
Yeah. It's a
you know
it's a reprint.
It ticks me off the most, though. It's like, I'm not in on this.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's why you're more upset about it than anybody.
So.
Is that you didn't have yours to sell on eBay.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Whereas I wish I did, too, but sadly I don't. But I just – here, okay. I know we're running out of time here, but quickly, as a comic book professional, can you possibly – apprehend that this Michonne character is going to make any kind of great strides in the industry, like characters like Spider-Man, Wolverine, Superman. I mean, there's no possible way that this particular character should be warranting $1,600 for that comic.
Michonne, my belle. No, I went wrong.
No.
Listen, this is what I'm going to say about Walking Dead. I don't like Walking Dead as a property for for like the comic book long term value. And the reason is much like there's you know the governor like the guy the captain whatever his name is you know
the governator
like, the guy, yeah, like there's no characters like it's not character driven the whole story
Rick. You're talking
like,
about Rick
yeah Rick yeah. right it's Rick
yeah
I mean, it's like my neighbor you know? Hey Rick how you doing buddy hey keep your son off my flipping driveway right it's like it's you know that kind of stuff.
right
whereas Michonne might be like a character.
Right.
Like an actual character
that's
kind of cool and nifty.
Yeah.
And not your sheriff neighbor.
Right.
Right? But it's just,
I wish I had a sheriff neighbor.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this character may rise out of Walking Dead as a character
right.
that can go to other places.
Right.
Whereas, you know, like what's his name? Rick?
Yeah.
He may go like to a remake of like Smokey and the Bandit or
something.
Right,
like right.
that. You know what I'm saying? Balls hog.
Or he might go to the Walking Dead porn parody.
Right, exactly. Something like that.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
In which case, all the dead will be rising from
right.
the grave.
That is a pretty picture, Owen. You
paint
right. them well, don't you?
I really do. All right. All well, right. sadly, that is all the time that we are having for today. We're running out of time. We've got like next to nothing left here. So, sadly, that is it.
Okay. So, why don't you say that one more time?
I was trying to
so we can find our
spell it out as long as I
got
could.
It, all right. So what you're saying is that's all for today.
That is all for the day.
Right. And Comic Culture is produced by Anthony Falcone, engineered by Andrew Roebuck. For comments and suggestions, please visit comicbookdaily.com. Click on the podcast link. Scroll to the comments field at the bottom. Add your comments or listen to us at getthepointradio.com.
And remember, it's coming up soon, so don't believe a word you hear on April 1st.
Right, and please, please support your local comic book store.
Have yourself a great day.